Insights.
This is Akashvani. In the program Insights, now we bring you a discussion on India's social security expansion through ESIC. The participants are Sunil Yadav, Director, Employees State Insurance Corporation or ESIC, and Nishit Kumar, Anchor.
For any society and civilization, social security is not just a program or policy of the state, but a lifeline for millions. It ensures a crucial role in ensuring economic stability, social justice and human dignity, especially for the vulnerable. India's social security framework is a complex but evolving system designed to protect the citizens, especially workers, from the economic vulnerabilities due to age, illness, disability or unemployment. The Government of India has a wide network of programs and schemes catering to the social security. Pradhan Mantri Viksit Bharat Rojgar Yojana or PMVBRY is an ambitious program launched by the government and announced by Prime Minister in his Independence Day address to the nation. It is a bold employment-linked incentive scheme with a 1 lakh crore rupees outlay aiming to generate 3.5 crore jobs by July 2027. Employees State Insurance Corporation has been a flag bearer for workers across sectors in India. And to discuss more about it, we are privileged to have with us today in our studios Mr. Sunil Yadav, Director, Employees State Insurance Corporation. A very warm welcome.
Thank you.
Mr. Yadav, we would like to begin with the social security infrastructure in the country. And let's begin with ESIC's journey, history, how the ESIC shaped up and what are its salient features?
A very good question, actually. ESIC has been one of India's first piece of legislation during just post-independence. It was formed on the basis of the Adarkar Committee recommendations and it was started in the year 1952, 24th February, and it was inaugurated by our respected first Prime Minister, Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru, and he was the honorary first insured person of the corporation. From there, we have taken a very long and very welfare-oriented journey towards these times, and accordingly, it was started with a view to ensure social security coverage to organized sector of this country. And accordingly, there are several benefits given to our insured person, such as sickness benefit, medical services and disability benefit, unemployment allowances and maternity benefit as well. So here the coverage is based upon the factories and establishments who are employing 10 or more persons, and the persons working in those factories or establishment earning up to rupees 21,000 and 25,000 for disabled persons, they should get themselves registered, and accordingly all the benefits are given to them. Accident and disability related benefits are from day one, medical is from day one, and some others are contributory conditions. So this is how ESIC has shaped up over the period of years.
You mentioned about establishment which has workforce of 10 or more.
Yeah.
Does this apply to both the organized and the unorganized sector?
Actually, unorganized sector is so presently not covered because the unorganized sector is there has to be a tripartite kind of arrangement. The ESIC is based upon the tripartite arrangement. So in unorganized sector, that the employer part, it's not formally recognizable. So presently it is like that. But however, the code on social security, which has been announced, you must be knowing. So in code on social security, the unorganized sector is also covered. However, it is yet to come into effect, but the notified code has that provision of section 45, which covers the unorganized sector, gig platform workers also.
Now, Mr. Yadav, let's talk of the recently announced scheme. Recently, the ESIC launched the scheme for promoting registration of employers and employees, that is pre for the short form. Yes. Now, tell us more about the scheme.
Scheme for promoting registration of employers and employees. This scheme has been announced by our Honorable Minister of Labour and Employment, And he has given us the, you can say, direction that the coverage, we have to work towards the universalization of social security coverage. And that will lead to the Viksit Bharat aim and mission of our Honorable Prime Minister. And how we are going to do it? We have to increase our insured persons base. We have to try and cover all the persons who are eligible for coverage. We have to get them registered. So that is how we are going to motivate the employers who are not registered so far. They can just get themselves registered and they can choose the date from which they feel they are coverable. And we are not going to do a survey or ask them for any records of prior period, whether they were coverable or not. So this is one kind of grace we are giving them just to make sure that they cover all their coverable employees.
Right. And the ESIC also launched the Amnesty Scheme 2025, which relates to the resolution of legal conflicts with the establishment. So what does Amnesty, the scheme actually aims to achieve?
Actually, Amnesty Scheme has also been announced by our Honorable Labour and Employment Minister. It will start from 1st October 2025 and it will continue up to September 2026. Here, what we are aiming to do is the ease of doing business. You must be knowing there are often some legal disputes that continue for a long time. And in respect of ESIC, the legal cases regarding contribution, regarding coverage and damages and interest, these kind of legal cases, which are filed up to 31st March 2025, these will be covered in this amnesty scheme. And we are in touch with all our legal authorities, our EI courts, as well as our the parties who have filed these cases. As and when they are ready to come under this scheme, we are also motivating them to apply in this scheme and get their cases resolved amicably and with reduced burden on them also.
Right. The Indian government has all over and consistently been pushing for Viksit Bharat by 2047. You also mentioned in your earlier reply, now when we celebrate 100 years of independence in 2047, and of course, Atmanirbhar Bharat. Yeah. Now, how do you see the ESIC actually contributing to this push?
Actually, you see this scheme of Pradhan Mantri Viksit Bharat Rozgar Yojana. In this also, the real question is that how we are going to universalize the social security to the working population of the country. So in this case, the aspect of universal coverage, what ESIC is doing, we are giving medical services also to their employees as well as their families. So now how we are going to increase that coverage? See, if one person is employed and then at least three more members who are dependent on them, at least I'm taking an assumption that generally four people's family.
Right.
So you see, we are giving them medical coverage for four people. Mm-hmm. So in that way, when we talk about SPREE, so this is what the real aim is. We want the employers to register their employees. And in that way, the family of four is going to be benefited through medical services. And then in case of any exigency also, as I mentioned in the beginning, all the other benefits are also available to them. So in that way, we are giving them the cushion of universal health coverage, the person who are registering with us. We are giving them unemployment allowance in case of loss of job also. And presently, we are also coordinating with our EPFO counterparts as well as other wings of Ministry of Labour and Employment for spreading this awareness about this PMVBRY as well as SPREE and amnesty scheme, so that a kind of correlation is there, inter-ministry correlation is there, and we can impart our benefits accordingly.
All of us know it's very much there in the public domain that ESIC works for the insurance and other contributing factors to the workers and all. Besides all this, what other areas does the ESIC foray into for the workers' welfare and security?
Actually, ESIC is a flag bearer of social security. As you must be knowing, there is a Convention 102 from ILO that envisages 9 social security benefits. And ESIC is the forebearer of imparting most of those benefits. Here, ESIC has a total of 165 hospitals. Out of those, 109 is run by the state governments on our behalf, and 56 are directly run by us. So, and along with that, 8 medical colleges are also there. So in providing the benefits, we are also tying up with the Pradhan Mantri Ayushman Janarogya Yojana also, so that wherever we are having lesser tie-ups in some areas, we are tying up with the PMABJY. So in those cases, we are trying to reduce the hardships of the insured person in getting quality medical arrangement. And along with that, one benefit that I would specifically like to point out, the medical education of the children of insured persons. You will be glad to know that in ESIC, we have around, I'm giving a rough number of seats, almost around 1100 seats are there in our 8 medical colleges spread across the country.
MBBS seats.
MBBS seats.
Okay.
Yes, out of those, around 466 seats are reserved for children of insured persons. So, after central and state quota, there is ESIC IP ward quota also there. And in that cases, there are many who could only dream of medical education, obviously due to some financial constraints and other reasons.
Other factors, yes.
They can also now dream of becoming a doctor based upon these schemes of ESIC. Accordingly, unemployment scheme is there. You must be knowing in during the COVID times also, ESIC came out with a scheme of COVID relief scheme. Accordingly, all the people who sadly, unfortunately died during that period and were registered, covered with us, we gave dependent benefit to their dependents, and it's for lifetime for widow and the mother of widowed mother of the IPs, and also for children up to 25 years for boys and till marriage to the daughters. So like that, we also gave many other benefits to employers also during that time by enhancing our last date for submission of contribution, as well as giving benefit to those insured persons who could not contribute during that contribution period. So ESIC has always been eager to contribute to the welfare of the workers.
That's so very heartwarming and benevolent of ESIC. Now, with rapidly changing geopolitical dynamics and the draconian Trump tariffs hitting us, the need for a self-reliant industry and Bharat, that is Atmanirbhar Bharat, was never felt as much as it is felt now post-independence. Now, how do you see the ESIC kind of contributing in this push of India being an Atmanirbhar Bharat and the Atmanirbhar industry to say?
Very relevant question. Actually, in these tough times for some sectors who are mainly exporting, myself being director in charge of such an industrialized area of Gurgaon, so I'll say here ESIC, suppose an industry or an employer is covered under ESIC. During these times, if any production is halted or any other these kind of things are there, so you see the person, if in case the work is suspended or God forbid that does not come to that, but in case of that, the persons will always get the benefits of ESIC that they were continuing to get prior to the work being stopped. They can also get the unemployment allowance if they are retrenched or if the industry is or the company is closed. So see, the social security is taken care of by ESIC even in these hard times. So that is why I'm saying ESIC is doing its part to contribute to the welfare of the insured persons as well as the family of these workers, and that in a way it absolves the employer also. See, employer is free from taking care of the social security well-being of the his workers. He can relax and say, okay, yes, ESIC will take care of these things. I can concentrate on the whether I have to diversify or whether I have to take other manufacturing or other service activities.
Absolutely. So last, what bottlenecks and challenges do you see for ESIC in the coming times? And what in your view could be done to ace it?
Actually, I'll call it opportunity to improve, not the bottleneck. Obviously, some issues are always there in all kinds of service sectors and as well as manufacturing sectors. In government sector also, in delivering of our services, we are also doing it. I just told you Ayushman Bharat Yojana. ESIC is improving its medical facilities. And how we are going to do, we are going to integrate. Real issue is giving quality services without any harassment, without any problems to our ESIC beneficiaries. And that we will surely achieve. over a period of time.
Thanks so very much, Mr. Yadav.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
You were listening to a discussion on India's social security expansion through ESIC. The participants were Sunil Yadav, Director, Employees State Insurance Corporation, ESIC, and Nishit Kumar, Anchor. Insights.